Hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive minute by minute into this cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are once again joined by our friend Charlie. Thanks for rounding out the week with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. We're here to talk about minutes 69 through 70. And this minute starts with some cryptic words from Kynes, and it ends with Paul disagreeing with his doctor.
Paul's doing his own research.
We know how well that works out.
Yeah.
So before we dive into it, we ended last week with kind of on a cliffhanger. We've seen or the words from Kynes were
last minute.
She says Arrakis has seen, and then right, we kind of get a cliffhanger right there. So any guesses on what Arrakis has seen?
I know exactly what Arrakis has seen because I have it written down here in front of me.
All right. I was going to try to play it up for a little bit of a joke, but John's just going to dive right into it.
I mean, Arrakis has definitely seen some shit. I'll tell you that. It's getting too old for this shit.
Arrakis has seen men like you come and go.
Yeah. Take good care of your family. The desert's not kind to humans either. So we talked about when we were first introduced to Kynes in the movie, we talked about Kynes in the books and how Kynes in the books knows exactly what the fuck is going to be happening. I felt that this was kind of a subtle way of her in the movie telling Leto, hey, everything that you're possibly paranoid about,
it's about to happen.
Yeah, be ready.
Yeah. Charlie, maybe you remember this from the books. I can't remember exactly how Kynes knows what's going to happen to the Atreides, but they do.
I don't recall, but I feel like it's more intuitive than anything else.
Okay.
I don't recall. I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's some like plot line where Fufir catches wind of like the some kind of like assassination plot that's happening that we'll see play out a little bit more later.
Good old Fufir. What?
Yep. But by some manner, Kynes knows this as well.
Yeah.
And obviously they don't let Leto into this little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to stay impartial. But this is kind of their way of saying, like, you just protect your family, man. Stop worrying so much about spice. It's not the most important thing right now, I guess, to you.
Yeah.
The spice will flow with or without you.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, shit's about to go down.
Tell your kid you love him after you just yelled at him for being a dumbass. And then she kind of has this moment of like a smirk on her face and then
A very knowing smile.
Yeah. And then we suddenly cut to hands, specifically Dr. UA Lewis in the News's hands on Paul's neck. Paul's kind of hunched over, and he's just kind of feeling around Paul's spine doing Dr. Yue things where he's got his eyes closed and he's touching people and somehow is able to determine exactly what's going on with them.
That's Reiki.
Reiki? What is this? I don't know this.
I don't remember. We talked about it when we were introduced to Yue, but that was forever ago in our timeline. What his training and everything was called to become a doctor.
He went to the Sook School of Medicine.
Sook, that's right. So I'm sure it's like some Sook skill or ability that he learned to be able to like feel out what's going on inside of bodies.
But more importantly, he's not touching that little knob on the back of his neck.
No. All right. So we've had this long running argument about, you know, how, like, there's the scene where Thufir, like, has his little communicator, and we see, like, Leto has it, and Paul has it. And so, like, my theory was that that also acted as a way to like get quick vitals or whatever.
Okay.
Because when we first see Thufir, or when we first see Dr. Yue before Paul goes and gets his hand, hand in a box, mm-hmm. you see Yue like kind of touch that area of yeah. his neck. So my thought was like, okay, like he's able to gather vitals off of that, but that makes clearly sense. He's not if he's touching Paul's spine at this point. So I guess I was wrong again.
Man, this has been shit on John yeah, week.
This has not been a good week for me.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean for that to happen.
We can't win them all. But he kind of lets us know that, you know, spice is a psychoactive chemical and that Paul seems sensitive, but he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Jessica's in the room as well, and she's being Jessica, being stressed because something has happened to Paul. More
like Stressica, am I right?
Precious baby.
I mean, she can only make one Kwisatz Haderach, I suppose.
Such a boy mom.
Once again, she's got her crazy platform shoes that she had when they first arrived on Arrakis as well. So she's got these shoes that are like, you know, heels, but then also underneath the ball of her foot, there's like another, mm-hmm. like, you know, the Japanese wooden clogs yes. with the two. Yeah, it's basically those, but also heels. Mm-hmm. They're weird looking shoes.
They are.
Yeah.
Would I wear them? Absolutely, yes. But they're still super weird.
Yeah, gotta get those extra like 3 inches of height or whatever.
Every little bit counts when you're just breaking 5 feet.
Yeah, I heard 3 inches is a lot. So
you know. Oh, it's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It matters.
It does.
Some would say it's just fine. It's
just perfect. But yeah, you know, UA kind of Dr. Yue Lewis in the news kind of, you know, steps aside and, you know, Jessica, you know, does her thing where she starts to, you know, coddle Paul, essentially. And Paul's just like, nah, that wasn't an allergic reaction.
We don't get any sense of like, does Paul actually have allergies here? But it's good to know that he can tell the difference.
Look, we live in the South. We know what allergies are. Uh-huh. Fucking yeah. pollen. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And it's clear to us that how much Paul was just tripping his ass off
yeah.
in the desert. That was way more than an allergic reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if I heard voices every time I had an allergic reaction, I'd be in a home.
I wouldn't mind living in the South so much if it came with some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where it ends. And I know I've given you shit for saying this in the past, John, but that was a quick minute, I felt like.
All minutes are the same length, Zach.
It's the same 60 seconds.
Yep.
I want
to... A good 20, 15 to 20 of those are just UA touching Paul's back. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of cap this week off with the words from Liet Kynes.
Yeah.
Right at the very end of this chapter of the book. It kind of gives you an insight into I think it still applies here, given that what we know she does later on in the movie. Mm-hmm. They don't put this thought into the movie, but it's a really cool like internal monologue that we get from Kynes. This is right before, so this little scene with Yue checking up on Paul doesn't happen. It was a good like.
Transitional.
Yeah. For us to know like, okay, Paul is sensitive to spice. He's been through some stuff. They thought it was a medical thing. No, it wasn't. But so this chapter of the book ends kind of as they are leaving the worm, attack on the harvester.
Yeah.
So if you will allow me a little space to read.
By all means.
Okay. So this is coming from the perspective of Liet Kynes. And this is an internal thought. This Duke was concerned more over the men than he was over the spice. He risked his own life and that of his son to save the men. He passed off the loss of a spice crawler with a gesture. The threat to the men's lives had him in a rage. Such a leader as that would command fanatic loyalty. He would be difficult to defeat. Against his own will and all previous judgments, Kynes admitted to himself, I like this Duke. Which is a cool way of ending kind of the first initial reaction or the initial meeting of Kynes and Leto, because outwardly very impartial, very not like, hey, I'm not taking your side. I'm not doing anything to give you any kind of favors. But internally,
Kynes respects the hell out of Leto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Which is in stark contrast to where they started this relationship with this fucking uppity, you know,
this new Duke. Fucking guy.
New Duke's here. And, it's all right, here we go. Here's another one.
New management.
Yeah. But just to end that initial reaction on I like this Duke, shows a lot of either A, Leto's, you know, golden personality, or B, how good Leto is at political positioning, or I guess C, a combination of those two.
Yeah.
And stark contrast between him and Raban.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Raban would have thrown the men away easily.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we've seen very clearly in the movie that, orchestrated or not, the Atreides men are faithful, whether it's, you know, hey, anytime anyone says Atreides, you just yell Atreides as loud as you can several times over. Or if you like truly, you know, follow this man and believe, you know, everything that he stands for.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, it's despite the tension between them, there's clearly a good relationship. We get that from the book. I guess we'll see that later in the movie.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the end wrap up of this week, I guess. Any other notes that y'all have before we get into final judgments, I guess?
I don't really have anything else from this week. No, I mean, it's one of my favorite moments in the movie. So if we're going to talk about, you know, our Shai Hulud for the week.
Charlotte, do you know about this?
No, yeah, please tell me more.
Every Friday, we give the week a Shai Hulud rating out of 10. So
it's kind of like Whose Line It Is It Anyway rules, where the points are made up and, you know, none of this matters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a sliding scale and it's never consistent or anything. But I'm going to say this week is probably a 9 Shai Hulud.
Going up.
All right. I mean,
out of
10.
Oh,
because first of all, we see the old man.
Finally.
Mm. Finally. And over an hour in, we see a worm. Dude, it's just like it's such a, like, when you think of Dune, I feel like this is the scene that everyone thinks of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's either this scene or the other time we see Shai Hulud later on, after Paul and Jessica have escaped their capture and Paul's second massive trip in the desert.
Yeah. You can barely see him in that scene.
Not in this movie. When fucking Shai Hulud, when they're standing on the rock,
yeah,
and Shai Hulud is like looming over them.
No, I just mean it's so dark.
Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones video editors were just popping off that day.
Those dudes were getting around because things are much darker than I expect them to
be. That is true. Okay, I'll give you that. But yeah, the crawler scene, being though, you know, sucked down and everything, is, I think, the quintessential Dune scene.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've got to give it at least a 9.
All right. I'm going to go up there with you. Not quite 9. I'm going to go 8 on mine.
Okay.
Just because.
The prayer. Like,
true.
It's such a cool.
It's an amazing prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, so much of this movie is just like walk and talks.
Sure.
Or at least it has been so far. I think, you know, once we get a few more minutes into this, the pace really picks up and there's not a lot of time for walking and talking.
No.
Being the first like big
action sequence.
Yeah. Big action sequence. It's good. It's really good. I like it a lot. I'm going to go up there.
Plus we get, you know, babysitter Gurney.
So. Trip sitter.
Trip sitter. Yeah. Trip chaperone.
Yeah.
He brought orange slices for everyone.
Captain Tough Love.
Yeah. What about you, Charlie? What are you going to rate this week?
Well, as my first and only week, it's a clear 10 out of 10.
So far.
Great time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll probably have you back, if not for this movie, definitely for part two.
I plan on coming back real methed up, so I have much more to contribute.
Don't do meth, kids.
Prescription meth.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Adderall.
All the kids are on prescription meth.
I'm not.
I said kids.
I'm younger than you.
Shh.
It's been an absolute joy.
My ADHD is unmedicated. Thank you very much.
I just talked some doctor into giving it to me. I don't even know if it's ADHD.
Never going to cut that out.
This does go out to the general public. So.
Jokes. These are jokes.
I'm joking.
This is not on the record. This is a joke. I'm not under oath. I have a paralegal certification.
Shh. Well, it has been a joy to have you, so I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
We will be back next week to talk more about the movie. Honestly, I don't remember what happens after this right now. So,
I believe next week is Leto and Jessica.
Okay, gotcha.
So...
All right, cool.
I'm not going to spoil it. You're going to have to come back next week and listen.
All right, good deal.
Yep.
What a tease.
I was about to just go on a full like overview of next week and...
No.
It's hard not to.
I fucking love this movie so much,
it's
man.
It's so good.
We will have plenty of podcast episodes to occupy our time.
Yep.
In between then. So well, join us back here next week as we continue on, and we will see all of y'all later.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.